Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY22 earnings conference call of Central Bank of India, hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sohail Halai from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Margaret. Good evening, everyone. I welcome all of you to Central Bank of India's 1Q FY22 earnings conference call, and thank the management of Central Bank of India for giving us this opportunity to host the call. Today, we have with us Mr. M.V. Rao, MD and CEO, Executive Directors Mr. Alok Srivastava, Mr. Vivek Wahi, and Mr. Rajiv Puri, and CFO Mr. Mukul Dandige, along with other senior members from the management team. First, I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate the management team on a good set of earnings, and now hand over the call to Mr. Rao for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you for sparing your time. Though you are aware of the impact of the second wave, just I would like to give a brief on the first internal staff issue. First of all my 33,000 staff valiantly and untiringly served the N number of customers during these trying circumstances, and thousands of our own staff got affected, and we lost a few of them. As far as services are concerned, we have kept all our services in running mode and all our ATMs on up and running, and all my BCs were also functioning with the full strength. Towards the vaccination, almost 71% of my staff is vaccinated with the first jab now, and around 21% completed the two doses. As a commitment to the society to bring the awareness about the immunization, in the month of March, we started a scheme, Immune India Deposit Scheme, where we have offered a preferential rate of interest for higher rate of interest for the depositors as a commitment and also to bring the awareness in the society about the immunization. You are aware that this time second wave has more impact on the rural side, and then our bank is having 62% of my network in the rural and semi-urban. In the similar way, we got affected. In the first 2 months, it was very terrible, and then June, we had certain respite, and July, we are having still, you can say we are seeing the brighter picture. With this, and then coupled with this COVID and all those things on the digital front, we made a lot of improvement. A lot of transactions have moved on to the digital channel. It was very positive. We have uploaded in our presentation the number of transactions that moved on to the digital channel. Now, coming to the performance of this first quarter of this financial year. You know that 2 months got affected. Even then, we have a little bit tad improvement YoY basis in the total business from 4.97 lakh crores to 5.06 lakh crores, with the mix of deposits of 3.31 lakh crores and advances of 1.75 lakh crores. Notable thing is the CASA deposit, which was 47.30%. It has improved further with 190 basis points, and now it stands at 49.20% CASA deposits. Then in the advances, if you see that there is a reduction in the gross advances, but if you see the retail, our growth was 6%, and agriculture is 4.09%, MSME 3.38%, and there is a huge reduction on the corporate book from 67,009 crores in June 2020 to 60,611 crores June 2021. Let me give you the color on this. First one is, in the previous interaction with all of you, we have given the guidance that going forward we will be rebalancing our credit book with 70-30. That is, 70 will be RAM and 30 will be the corporate. In that direction we are moving. So our RAM, which was there 62.03 in June 20, now it has gone up to 65.41. And further reduction in the corporate was happened because of the technical write-off what we have done in the month of March. And coming to the mandated targets, we have achieved all the mandated targets regarding total priority against the norm of 40%. We are at 43.76. Agriculture, we are at 19.74 against the target of 18%. Small and marginal farmers, we are against the target of 8. We are at 10.70. And weaker sections against the norm benchmark of 10%, we are at 16.69. And most notable aspect is commission earned in the PSLC sale was around 134.73 crores during this quarter. And coming to the credit support, what we have extended under ECLGS 1, 2 and 3, it is 3,000 crores in the ECLGS 1 and 369 crores in the ECLGS 2. And it's a small amount in the ECGLS 3, that is 15 crores. Coming to the rating, the standard advances, what we have, it is almost flat. 76% of my total book is rated and it is investment grade. And only double B and below, there is an increase from 6,939 to 8,755. And without naming the company, let me tell you that which was A rated has gone to D, and then they have again opted for the OTR, and OTR was implemented in the month of April. So that's why that increase is there in the double B and below grade. Coming to the retail segment, there is a YOY growth of 6%. In that, you know, home loan, which is a major contributor to the portfolio, has grown by 6%. And auto loan, though we have a smaller base, we have grown at 9%. And personal loan has grown by 1.89. And one thing I would like to make it clear regarding the personal loan, we are not extending to all the general public. Only to those who have the salary accounts with us, to them only we are giving the personal loans. And coming to the most important aspect of the restructured book, now we have the standard restructured book of 3,326. That is as per the pre-COVID schemes, whatever RBI has allowed it. And during the COVID, that COVID resolution framework, total restructured, we have 4,713. So total restructured book, what we have is 8,039. And next is coming to the SMA, because we have not given the June 20 figures because it was not comparable because of the moratorium and also hold what we were having at that point of time on the asset classification because of the Supreme Court judgment. So we have comparing with the March figures, which was 9.85 with the 17,422. For the June 21, it is 9.14, it is 16,016. It is the total SMA book. It is not only the above 5 crores. It includes both above and below 5 crores. And coming to the NPA classification sector-wise, in the retail, we have 2.31, agriculture and allied 8.65, MSME 6.90, corporate and others, it is 4.36. And coming to the NPS, opening balance was 29,277. Slippages, what has happened during this quarter is 1,281. And then total recoveries was 2,790. And gross NPAs was 27,892. And the write-off, whatever we have given, it is a regular write-off, that is 98 crores. It is not the technical write-off. So altogether, if you see the gross NPA, which was 18.10 in June 20, now it is at 15.92. And net NPA, which was 6.76 in June 20, now it is at 5.09. So coming to the provision coverage ratio, which was 79.12 in June 20, now it has gone up to 84.28. And slippage ratio, it is 0.95. And the net interest margin, it is 2.84 now in June quarter. Regarding the NCLT accounts, RBI first list 868 crores, second list 5,425 crores, and others, that is, which is filed on solo basis, or other banks which have filed to the NCLT, that accounts amount to 16,069 crores. Total, we have 22,364 crores under NCLT, for which we have provided 99.31% is provided for. And coming to the capital ratios, this is a very healthy trend we have. In June 20, we were at 11.50. Now it is at 14.88, with the CET1 increasing from 9.22 to 12.94. Leverage ratio, well above the benchmark. Now we are at 5.13. Coming to the financials, total income, which was there 6,727, now is at 6,246. And if you go drill down to the further details of total interest income and also expenses and net interest income, 6,017 was the total interest income in June 20. Now it is 5,479. So we have a reduction of 538. Interest expenses is minus 527. If you see the net interest income, which was 2,146 in June 20, now it is 2,135. Let me give you further details in this. There was a one-off item of interest on the IT refund of 131 crores in June 20. If I take the same figure for the June 21 and equate similarly, then I will have a 5.56% of growth in the net interest income. So operating profit in the similar way, 1,291 and now it is 1,179. If one-off item is accounted for on both the sides, then it will be almost equal operating profit what I have from the June 20 to June 21. Nevertheless, let me tell you the interest income is having that MCLR reduction what we made from previous year to this year. Almost there is a 90 basis points, which was 8 MCLR, which has come down to 7.10 right at this moment. So there is a lot of reduction in the MCLR front, and lot of loans which were moved on to the RBI repo-based linked rates. That is also there. Combined effect, though there is a general reduction in the rate of interest, we could able to maintain the similar levels in the operating profit. Accordingly, net profit, which was 135 and then loss in March 21, now we have come to 206 crores net profit. And we have a fee-based income. There is a small increase from 710 to 767, that is 8% increase is there from June 20 to 21. So in the, similarly, in the total expenses, what I explained as on total, we have a reduction of 527 crores. Regarding the provisions, total provisions which were there 1,156 in June 20, now it is at 973. Here, two things I would like to highlight. In the stranded assets, this time we are having 240 crores. This is because of, I do not want to name the company, which is the NBFC from the eastern side. We are foreseeing some type of issues may come up. That's why proactively we have cushioned our balance sheet with the buffer. So 240 crores is there for that, and further restructured accounts, that is a major amount which has gone into 328, which is correlating with our OTR which we have undertaken under the RF1 and RF2, that is Resolution Framework 1 and Framework 2. So we are, when you are coming to the financial indicators, cost of deposits, now it has come down to the 3.93. Yield on advances 6.55, yield on investments 6.12, NIM it is 2.84, ROA ROA is 0.24, which was 0.16 in June 20. Credit cost 1.16, which was there in June 20, though, because the figures are irrelevant because of the hold that what we had. It is 0.17 now. Business per employee has improved quite little, and operating profit has also little bit reduced. Net profit, it has gone up. And coming to the investment portfolio, and main important what I would like to highlight here is from June 20 to 21, modified duration, which was 2.89 at that time, now it has come down to 1.74, and we had a very conscious effort of shifting certain securities, and PV01 15.85, which was there in June 20, now it is 8.73. In June going forward, as September, we have further target of reducing further. So interest on investment, yield on investment, it is 6.12, and then return on investment including trading profit is 6.63, and 10-year benchmark 6.02 in June, and with the things hardening now, we are protected up to 6.14. In the digital transactions, I told you there is a lot of increase in the traffic in the digital transactions, and Central Bank is one of the topmost bank ranked by the Ministry of Electronics and Information and Technology, MIT, among all the PSBs in giving the seamless service in the digital transactions. And in financial inclusion, we are maintaining our lead position. And all my group companies, whatever we have, Central Bank Home Finance, Cent Bank Financial Services, and our both the Grameen banks, one is in Muzaffarpur, Bihar, and another one is in Kuch Bihar, West Bengal, all are profit earning. With this, I would like to, before closing from my side, let me give you a slight color on the goals on which we are working. First and foremost is the rebalancing of our credit book. We are on track, and we want to have 70-30. And then deposit growth, we would like to have 8%, and advances growth 9-11. And one more thing I would like to share with all of you, that ours is the first public sector bank which has entered into co-lending arrangements with the NBFCs for the home loans and MSME loans. And already integration on the technology front already almost over. From the next month onwards, sourcing of applications and then business through these co-lending channels will start. And business growth 8-10%, NIM above 2.75, that is guidance we are maintaining, and that we are confident of achieving that. CASA is also above 48, that the guidance will be there. And net NPA, we are focusing for 2.84 for March. Let me give the range, that 2.84 to 2.95, that range we would like to have. And PCR will be around 86%. Slippage ratio, on the higher side we have given 2, but our endeavor always will be for 1.25 to 1.50. And the credit cost, it is almost, it is maintained and then controlled. It will never cross 1.5. And cost to income ratio, we will be bringing down to 54%. And this is from my side. And then welcome for any clarifications you require. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and 1 at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ashoka Ajmera from Ajcon Global Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity, Rao sir.
Namaskar, sir.
And compliments to you, sir, for very good set of numbers. Central Bank was waiting for a long time for this kind of numbers and the results. And what is more important is the very candid disclosures, you know, giving the SMA 0, 1, 2 figure of below 5 crore and above 5 crore, both together. And also, the targets which you have given seems to be achievable, and the kind of confidence which you have reposed, which you have shown, is definitely very welcome. You have got a good team of, along with you, of executive directors also. Sir, having said this, sir, I would, instead of asking any individual questions on a particular number, I would like to know, sir, now then, since your CD ratio is very comfortable and your CR, AR is also very comfortable, you may come out of the preventive measure from RBI also now, after seeing the June results. So where do you see the scope for growing the bank, the growth in the credit side now, having COVID 2 also gone? This is my question number one. My question two is on a specific number of provision for income tax. Out of the profit of 621 crore, we have shown a provision of 416 crore, which is almost about 65%. I would just like to know a little, numbers, that how this provision for tax has been calculated, but for which the profit would have been much higher. My third point is, how come the income, the NII has gone up so high as compared to the March, the yield also coming to 6.5%, which has increased the total operating income, and the other expenditure have come down substantially. From 832 crore in March to 585 crore in June. So these are some of my questions and observations. If you can just please reply to that so that I can ask some further questions if time permits.
Yeah. Thank you. I think a whole gamut of entire presentation you have covered, whatever the questions, there is nothing left in that. Thank you for the compliments. And then coming to the advances growth, yes, your observation is right. With the CRAR at the comfortable position we have, even if I take the floor rate of 11.55 keep, whatever the surplus, I will be in a position to extend around 35,000 crores. So that is lendable resources I will be having. But cautiously we are moving on both the fronts. One is from our own channels and another is a co-lending channel. Co-lending channel will be a baby steps we will be taking in this September quarter, and then further we have our own plans of ramping up further. For that advances growth, what we have given 9 to 11%, and then from the, after September, definitely we will be looking into these numbers. Whether upward revision is required. Otherwise, we will be pegging at around 11%, 9 to 11%. And coming to the provision for IT, yes, there are the deferred tax issues were there. I may ask my CFO to explain on this nitty-gritties of income tax calculations. Before ending my this one, regarding your third question about March financials, regarding the interest income, that also he will be covering. Yeah, Mr. Mukul.
So, Ajmera sir, for calculation of income tax, there are various aspects to be taken into account. One is how much is the provision that we are making on the NPAs. How much is the provision for terminal benefits we are making? How much is the deferred tax asset that benefit we have taken earlier? How much is the write back going to be into the deferred tax asset? So, because deferred tax asset I have to wipe out over a period as early as possible. So, taking into account all those things, the income tax calculation of 416 crores has been arrived at.
And coming to the specific question of providing 65%, it is a conscious decision. Anyhow, we have to wipe out the DTA in due course. Whenever we feel that cushion is there, we are allocating more on that front. That's why it has gone up to 65%.
What is the point well taken, sir? About this, sir, expenditure, this other expenses reduction from 832 crore to 585 crore. was it any one-off item in March quarter, or how this almost about 270 crore reduction in one quarter in the other operating expenses?
No, 832 was there in March 21. Just a minute.
Anyway, sir, I'll take it later, sir. If
yeah,
it,
no
it,
issue.
Instead of that, we will utilize this time.
Yeah.
On this, your coal ending, sir, you are giving a lot of stress on this coal ending.
Yeah.
So what kind of a coal ending arrangement, and how much, what kind of like business growth or the income the bank is expecting? What kind of coal ending with one company, or there are several coal ending, two, three companies or some NBFCs? What is this arrangement?
We have arrangement with the three NBFCs for the housing and MSMEs, which are backed by the collaterals. All are secured lending that we will be stepping into. And then most important aspect in our SLA, that is agreement what we have, is NPAs are pegged 0.5% for the housing and 1% for the MSME to operate this model, where 80%...
It includes gold loan also? No, gold loan we are not, right now at this moment it is in negotiation only, it is not fructified. Okay, sir. One point, sir, on that, you know, A-rated, I mean, your triple B and below rated, you said that one account went from A to D and that OTR has been worked out. Will you throw some more light on that, sir? What is the amount involved? And
that is around 1,500
after the restructuring? Pardon, sir?
Oh, 1,500 crores.
And
it is a group account having 3-4 accounts in that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, which is on the retail side. Yeah.
But what is our expectations? I mean, this account will come back to.
OTR is implemented, and now it is under standard category. And then since it has moved from NPA to standard on account of OTR, 15% provision is also made in that.
Okay, sir. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll come back again if I get some opportunity. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Anirban Sarkar from Principal India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity.
Yeah, good evening.
Couple of questions, sir. First of all, if you could share the breakup of slippages across your different segments, that would be helpful.
Okay. This time we have a slippage of just a minute, 1,404, where there was an increase in the existing NPA around 124, remaining 1,300. In that, 368 is from the retail and 455 from the agri and 429.25 from the MSME. This is the breakup, and 151 is from the corporate side.
Okay.
And now already 189 crores got upgraded, out of which retail 57 and agriculture 24 and MSME 102 got upgraded. And another 140 crores gold loans, because of wrong feeding in the software, that has turned into NPA for the June. And by this month end, it will get upgraded.
Okay, great. So one more question on MSME restructuring. Now, for the accounts that you've restructured, could you provide some color on the kind of governance you have put there, and how and when can we expect normalization in those accounts?
Sir, restructured, in my presentation I have given the two tables. One is pre-COVID restructuring as per the RBI guidelines that were there in force at that point of time. Total in the MSME that was restructured in that is 2060, out of which is there as standard till now is 1617, and we are not foreseeing any type of stress in those accounts. They are performing well. And coming to the RF1 and RF2, that is Resolution Framework 1 and Framework 2 in the COVID period, we have extended 2,304 crores in the RF2. It's not MSME. 823 crores in the RF2, and only 15 crores is in the RF1. So main is 823 crores. It is in the Resolution Framework 2. And where we have gone for the opt-in model, it is not that whosoever, you know, their blanket we have given that relief and then it is happening. But we are very selective, whosoever has approached us, and we did the outreach program also. Whosoever has sought for that relief, after evaluation, we have extended that. That's why you can very much correlate with the slippages in the MSME in my June quarter book, that is 429. Otherwise, I could have avoided this 429 if I would have extended this RF2 relief measures.
Got that. Sir, on retail restructuring, could you provide the breakup of, you know, which of the segment-wise book for retail restructuring?
Here, sir, we have home loan segment 1,073 crores and mortgage 224 crores and education loans 124 crores and vehicle loan 61 crores. Others is the remaining, maybe around 25 crores.
Sure. Sir, one question, and this applies to the entire sector and not just our bank, is that in this cycle, we are seeing a lot of restructuring, especially in home loans. So while that's understandable, given that there has been some kind of an income loss in the economy, it has also to be noted that this is one of the sectors which has seen the strongest growth in the last 1 year since COVID. Since we saw a number of factors working in favor, interest rates came down, there were stamp duty cuts in several places, there were certain changes in customer preferences. So, I mean, what is the color on this restructuring? How, what part of it would be from, you know, loans that have been disbursed in the last 1 year?
Last 1 year, we do not have such bigger issue. I can give the broad picture, because what the loans we have disbursed or sanctioned 1 year or 2 years back, those people who have availed this type of relief, minute details I have to get. Do you have?
Last 1 year, there has been growth of roughly 6% in housing loans, but so far none of those accounts are...
Okay, these are all the old accounts.
Yes.
You have.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so all old accounts, basically. Nothing from the accounts. Great. And sir, one question on your SMA book. So it's now SMA 1 and 2 now stands at 5.3% of loans. So what has been the earlier run rate on this book, and should we expect this to be a steady state number, or will this come down?
No, it will come down, sir. It will come down. See, let me tell you, even for the July figure, earlier SMA 2, if you are seeing 5,115 that was there for the June 21, you know, for July, this came down to 700 and something as on date, and going forward another 3-4 days are there. There are certain accounts perennially they will service only on the last day. So we are not much worried after this providing relief under COVID under SMA2. Whatever the figure that is there, it is under our control and within our estimates.
Got it. And sir, what does our recovery pipeline for the rest of FY22 look like? Are we expecting any large ticket recovery here?
Just a minute. Our recovery in charge will throw a light on that, because we have aggressive targets, and then NARCL is also there, and then some accounts we may see some shifting from bank to the NARCL. And one or two big accounts which are in NCLT also may come for, some type of resolution within December. Yeah.
So altogether, considering sale to NARCL, our recovery efforts and through NCLT process, we expect a reduction in NPA from 4,500 to 5,500 crores at the end of the year.
That's why I have given my guidance of gross NPA will be around 9.5 and net NPA will be around 2.8.
Oh, got that. And sir, one last question on the East-based NBFC that has been showing signs of stress. So what is the status there? I mean, the status of payments and, you know...
The status of payments is NCLT has given that almost a stay for all types of measures to be taken by the lenders. And whatever the escrow account that is maintained with the lead bank, whatever the credits they are getting, they are distributing. But whatever the distribution that is happening is around 60% of the interest what I am booking on monthly basis. So that's why, as a prudence, I told you the amount what we have provided for.
Right, right. So I know it's difficult, but if there, you know, do you have a timeline on mind by which this could possibly stay?
Sir, sorry, it's not clear, yeah?
Okay, good. Thank you, sir. This this is all very helpful. I'll come back in the queue if I have any questions.
Okay, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would also like to remind our participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity. Please go ahead.
Good evening to the management and thank you for the stable result. So my first question pertains to, you know, the previous question you were asking about your co-lending arrangement, and I think it was interrupted. Can you reply on an elaborate basis what is the arrangement, how we are working on that?
Yeah, please.
Sushilji, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Co-lending arrangement, we have entered into co-lending agreements. Agreements have already been signed last month, and these are three big NBFCs. And co-lending will be done only on housing loans and MSME loans on the totally on secured basis. So, why, sir,
I understand the reply. The names are already public about the tie-ups which you have done because those
right.
companies are also listed, so they have announced.
Right.
So, I was asking about 80-20 and will this loans be passed on to the books or how will the 80-20 arrangement work or whatever.
Yeah.
That. What you, I think MD sir was elaborating on that and then it got interrupted. That's why I'm asking.
So, sir, the formula is as strictly as per RBI guidelines. We have given our board approved parameters to the NBFCs. The loans which fall in those categories, they would be approving those loans and they will be sharing with us. Then we will make our own diligence on those loans. And if we find them fit in our parameters, we will be parting with the, we will be remitting the 80%. So it will be working like this. The escrow arrangement will be there with our bank only. So, sourcing and monitoring will be the responsibility of the NBFC. So,
sourcing means collection or you are talking
about? Yeah, collection also. Sourcing also
collection.
And collection also.
Sir, so this announcement of co-lending was pertaining to two NBFC where housing section was concerned and one is pertaining to MSME.
Yes.
What about other retail section? What are we looking at and what kind of tie-ups are we advancing?
Sir, right now, co-lending as per the RBI guidelines, it should be on the priority sector. So, with the recently, ministry has also announced to bring this traders under priority sector. We feel that opportunity is there in the trading, again, on the same basic principle of 100% collateralization. That opportunity comes, we will examine.
Okay, now sir, just touching upon the same that we have given a guidance that RAM would be 70% growth and profit would be 30%.
Exactly.
So most of the co-lending would fall into RAM category as per my understanding.
Exactly. Correct.
Yeah. Now, if that is so, with 49 point, I think we are one of the most efficient where CASA is concerned, besides Bank of Maharashtra and SBI, maybe even lower than us in CASA. And in private sector, there are two banks which are higher than us possibly. Sir, how are we capitalizing on the strength which central bank depositors has empowered the bank to do a fantastic competitive business? Because our cost of funds cannot be matched by 75%-80% of the banks in India.
We are unable to figure out the crux of your question.
So my question is that we enjoy 48-49% CASA on a consistent basis on all India for last 2-3 years.
Exactly.
And it's possible that we may cross 50% even because the brand loyalty to Central Bank and the kind of deposits which we are attracting. These are not metro-based deposits. They are from Tier 2 and Tier 3, as my understanding is from previous calls and even last call with your office. So what I am asking is, when we have such elaborate strength on deposits, our cost of fund is low, how are we going to capitalize on our own branches for the same growth which we can enable within our own employee sets?
Yeah. See, here, because of PCA, our recruitment was truncated. And then, first of all, suffering on this front was on the sourcing of good proposals and also to have an effective collection mechanism. To bring the business to a respectable level of improving the interest income, we thought now it is opportune time to work on the co-lending, where sourcing and collection management can be handled efficiently. Going forward, once book will build up on this, then on our own strength, other than priority sector, we will be focusing. Now on the agri side, let me explain you on this. On the agri side, now CKCC, that is crop loans. Now we are not much interested on the crop loan side. We are now moving on to the agri-related industries like processing, and in all my coastal area, we have identified around 350 branches where we are bringing only aqua financing from the rural centers. So like that, we are segregating how to diversify our agri portfolio further. So for that, we will be using our own infra.
Sir, I appreciate that your strength in agri has been superior to most of the bankers who are running business today. But will it be backed by some gold security like most of the agriculture finance, or this should be pure finance on agriculture and priority?
Sir, our own financing, that diversification will be happening on the agri and agri-processing industries, horticulture industries, and aqua-based industries.
So basically, you will be a great enabler of farming and horticulture is concerned, that I can visualize, and the bank would get strength because your rural connectivity is good already.
Exactly. And one more thing just I would like to share, we have very good big spices account where they procure all the raw materials from the farmers of different states. Already our people are on job, and probably next month, first week, we will be launching one FPO connected program of bringing almost 300 farmers into that. So where ring fencing of cash flows is also ensured.
So will this be neutral with any crop, or will it be specific crop which you look at, like cotton, tobacco?
No. See, this particular account is the spices. It is in the spices business. They have turmeric, they have the chilies, they have the jeera, they have the pepper, and they are procuring, this is from 6 to 7 states. And we have already taken the database of these farmers. Already our people have contacted, and they are ready to take the finance from our bank. So it is only that bringing them into our fold. And then on the other side, payments are assured, because he is my own customer who is having the track record of more than 8 to 9 decades, I am saying.
No, sir, I appreciate that effort. What I was asking is, we are neutral to any crop in any part of India, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, any crop, from wherever he is, this type of companies are procuring.
Okay, so you hold a great promise for agriculture finance system. Sir, my moving to the next question, enabling your thought process on co-lending, RAM business, what kind of strength are we building with RBI restriction on hiring? Digital can support you as an enabler with current human resource. or empowerment of current human resource, which is a great challenge with Central Bank of India. How would you enable the digital expenditure and digitization in the bank that you succeed over a period of next 2 quarters or 3 quarters or maybe 2 years, whatever may be the time frame designed by you?
Sir, let me tell you, as far as the digital channels are concerned, bank has already embarked on this mission 2 years back. And then now we are reaching the finalities, and even certain products also we have brought onto the digital lending platform. And going forward, this is one channel where we will be having, growth contribution to the advances, along with our physical channels of brick and mortar branches and through co-lending. So we will have the three channels for the business improvement. And BCs, anyhow, they are there, but they are will be coming through the branches. So we are not separating the BC as a channel, but primarily we will have the three channels for the improving the business.
So ultimately what you're saying, your branches, BC as well as co-lending, all partners will be onboarded into Central Bank digital system to have a turnaround time at the efficient, and your efficiency and credit deployment would be superior. That's what I understand.
Exactly, exactly. At the end of the day, it is only the TAT that works in the market.
So what kind of TAT figures can you assume if it's a retail product?
In co-lending, we have given the time of 7 days. We have given the 7 days, and then to enable for the documents moving digitally, even our advocates, lawyers also, we are empaneling who are tech savvy.
So what kind of CapEx would we incur on digitization in the current financial year or the next year?
See, we have a budget of around 700 crores for the IT spending for this year.
700 crores for this year?
Yeah, it is a two huge number, and then whatever the allocation that is required for the co-lending, it is only a not even double digit in crores.
Sir, my next question is, presentation shows that Uttar Grameen Bank, Muzaffar has profit with 35% holding and moved from 11.39 to 107 crores. Anything specific in recovery, or it's a fantastic growth which you have achieved?
Sir, can you throw some light on this? Net profit, which one, sir? This Uttar Bihar. Yeah.
Uttar Bihar Grameen Bank.
Recovery, basically recovery. We will give the final details, sir. Initially,
I'll get in touch with Mukul, sir. That's not a problem. Sir, your outlook, you have given a NIM, CASA, cost to income, gross NPA, net NPA. Now, if I assume that all these challenges you have assumed with conservative outlook on the scenario with the global challenges which are there within India too, and the ongoing phase of COVID too, and maybe a third phase comes or not.
Yeah.
Do you think the guidance is on a conservative basis, or we can even do better than what you said?
I don't say it is a conservative, it is a balanced figure what we have worked out. Thinking that after November there will be a total opening up of the, all the sectors in the economy. And then least is the, whatever the figures we are committed here, that is the least one what we will be achieving.
Sir, the next question is, if our economy does far better than what is being assumed by IMF in the report yesterday, or our GST numbers or EV bill roll out in July and GST collection which is likely to come, and if interest rate scenario and GSAP is managed by government and RBI well, and central bank tends to benefit, what is the treasury outlook is one. Second thing, if India's GDP growth gets almost to double digit, will we advance more aggressively than what is our outlook on corporate, or will not look at corporate at all on that side?
Corporate, we will be cautious, sir. That's what commitment what we have to all the, not only to the, our investors and to the market, but also to our stakeholders. If at all there is any all the ring fencing happens for the cash flows, then we will go back to the board, and then we will have some flexibility. Before that, I cannot commit that we will be crossing.
Sir, I'm not asking you to commit to me. I'm just asking, Indian GDP, generally typically 1.5 times of GDP growth is what corporate credit is. So if the AAA accounts, the names like Tata Steel, Steel Authority or BPCL, all these people take off on capex, which the government of India and everybody else is talking about. If that kind of capex cycle starts, will central bank do a little change in balance, or that will...
Anyhow, these are all we will be reviewing on quarterly basis, and as and when river comes, we will cross it. We will see how we have to navigate. At this moment, it is too difficult to tell.
Okay. Sir, can you indicate, Mukul sir, answered on the tax percentage, but can you indicate on an annualized basis what is the effective tax rate which we will be paying based on all the parameters which we have to consider?
We have not, we are not going into the new tax regime.
No, I understand that, but still effective based on your income, what would be the effective tax rate for the current year based on your deferred and other benefits and plus minus?
Sir, it is, I mean, difficult to give a flat tax rate because it has to take care of various factors. What are all the allowances? What are all the disallowances? So based on that, what exactly will come and how much of the DTA also we have to account for. So based on all those factors, then the tax payments will be done. And accordingly, I mean, the tax rate would come, sir. So
effective 30% should be a reasonable rate, or will be abnormally higher than the system?
That will be the floor. Over and above, as and when that cushion happens, we will ramp it up.
Okay, sir. I'll come back in the queue if there are any further questions from my side. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prabal Gandhi from Antique Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, am I audible?
Be a little louder, please.
Sure, sir. Sir, so my first question is on the MSME side. So we have seen a restructuring of 8% of the book. And if I also calculate the slippages from the numbers that you have given, around 5.7% of the, on the annualized basis, has slipped during the quarter. So the stress on the MSME side seems to be on the higher side. So I need your understanding on the color of OTR. So how has the restructuring taken place here, whether it is more on the moratorium side or how it has been in general?
In general, it is on the moratorium. No other tweakings in that. It is only the moratorium. That is also ranging from 6 months to 2 years.
Okay. And so any ECLGS restructuring proposal that we have seen from the ECLGS side?
No, we do not have. Whatever the ECLGS, what we have provided, that accounts are not there in the RF1 or RF2.
Okay. Any color on MSME restructuring, any particular segment, for example, textile or some other segment which are giving you a lot of proposals on the restructuring?
No, we cannot pinpoint on particular sector here.
Across
the board we have, and not even specific to any geographical region also.
Okay, understood. And the similar has been on the retail side also. So we have given moratorium of 6 to 2 years and like that only.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and no reduction in the EMI
No. See, one thing is our profile of retail customers as far as housing is concerned, maximum are salaried people. And only those salaried from the corporates, you know, where that work from home was there and little stress they were foreseeing in their emoluments, they only approached and we have considered. And in general, we do not have anything which is from the business cash flow servicing for the housing loans.
But sir, even then, if I see the slippage number for the retail, that's around 3%. So so that is not what we used to have. So it's on the higher side.
Yeah, that is there. See, that's what I was saying. We have totally gone in for the opt-in model. See, it's not that across the portfolio we have offered the relief measures. We have only gone for the outreach, and whosoever is opted, evaluated, and then we have given them whatever the relief. Otherwise, you know, the 368 crores, And even in that also 140, that gold will be gold related things will get upgraded by this month end. So max to max you will have 220 crores in this.
And so on the retail, so you mentioned the salaried proportion is on the higher side. Can you specific any number there?
No, I do not have that particulars right now. But if you give your any email, we can ask our department to send you the details.
Sure, sir, I'll do that. Sir, from the collection efficiency side, so how has that improved from, I know it would have dipped in April and May, but how has it improved now and what are the levels currently?
See, July, let me tell you, July almost we have reached the pre-COVID levels. And there is no issue as far as July is concerned for the past 20-25 days, statistics shows there is nothing of that sort. As far as June is concerned, when you go for the demand collection balance, this one, at that time, it was hovering around 85 to 88%. In that range it was there. April and May, really it was very bad.
And the pre-COVID level, meaning what are the levels that we had in pre-COVID time?
It was around 95 to 96.4.
Okay, and is there some variation in different segments? For example, corporate would be doing well. MSME would have even lower.
Let me tell you, corporate and agri, we do not have any issue. And next, little concern on the retail side, but we are confident because of the customer's profile. Only worrying and concerning portfolio is the MSME, and then lot of measures we are taking, and also relief that the government has extended through ECGLGS, and this is what the status right now.
Understood, sir. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ashcom Global Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving the opportunity again. Rao Sahab, I have one question on we have been hearing about the privatization of the banks. Is there any kind of signal or any message or anything or any preparation is being done by your bank so that we can understand something on this? Is there anything from your side on this?
Sir, as far as this privatization is concerned, I am also watching the same TV channels and also reading the same newspapers what you people are reading or watching. So more than that, I cannot supplement anything.
Okay, sir. My second question is, sir, on NARC, the bad bank.
Yeah.
By now we must have crystallized everything, the number of accounts and the amount. And
sir, we have 7 accounts amounting to 2,700 crores.
2,700 crores. And how much are we going to get? The kind of valuations or something has been worked out on this?
Around 18 to 20%.
18 to 20%.
18 to 20% and 15% of that. So
yeah,
we get about 3% maximum is the liquidity which will come in.
Yeah.
Rest all the government guaranteed this thing. So around 55-60 crore you will get. Will it materialize in the in this current quarter?
December.
In December quarter.
Yeah, yeah. So we have factored in our estimates, sir.
Yes, sir. Good, sir. Now, sir, this, you know, this SMA 0, as we discussed earlier also, has gone up from 5,129 crore to 6,580. Out of that, by now, since 25 days are already over, some clarity might have come that, what is the recovery or regularization of this? Almost everything, 90%, 95% of this?
Sir, let me give you one more aspect. We will be first focusing on the SMA 2 first because that is the first hurdle what we have to cross. Otherwise, they will slip into NPA at the end of the month.
Yes, sir. Sure.
So, out of 5,115, I told you, now, given the figure, 700 and something is outstanding as on date in SMA2. If nothing happens in the next 2 days, that will move into NPA. But we are confident that many of the accounts which they will be servicing on the last day, that amount will still come down. So as far as adding to the NPA kitty from the SMA portfolio, focus more will be on the SMA2 rather than SMA0, because a lot many issues will be there in the SMA0.
All right, sir. I take back my question on that. This COVID dispensation, I mean, various, schemes of RBI restructuring, especially for MSME, has been done. And because of that, the slippages numbers have come down or the NPA is under whatever on the books is controlled. But is there any internal exercise has been done that out of the total restructuring in phase one and now phase two, how much internally we think that account could have really gone bad if this dispensation would not have come?
No, that's what I was, I told you, sir, earlier. We have gone for the opt-in model with the customer outreach. It is not that as a blanket relief measure we have extended across the MSME portfolio, whatever the government or RBI has given. Otherwise, my slippage of 429 crores in the June quarter, I would have avoided if I have given the blanket relief as given by the government. That we have not given. So proper evaluation we are doing upfront while extending the relief measures.
All right, sir. On this housing loan, I mean, we have a very strong portfolio of home loans. Is there any breakup that how many accounts or amount above 10 crore or between 5 to 10 crore and 1 to 5 crore? Is there any such exercise or any figure numbers are...
Right now it is not there, sir. We will be sharing with you. I do not have that.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for this information, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Suhail Halai for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. And thanks again to Rao sir and the management team for taking time out for this call. So before we close, would you like to add any closing remarks?
No, it's our pleasure to talk to you and then all our, analyst friends. Our endeavor is to give the clarity and also transparency in our working and we will continue to put our efforts and then whatever the bad that was there, that will be the history for the central bank and we will moving on to the progress orbit now.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And wish you all the best, sir. Stay safe.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. And you may now disconnect your lines.